Call the October 22nd Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Martinez, please call the roll. Or Mr. Eddy, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
City Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Here.
Commissioner Leon?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise. Join the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance is to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is approval of the regular meeting minutes of October 8th. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks for the HSA, guys. Good to see you. Thanks for coming. You're not coming back. Thanks for being here tonight. Just kind of feel a little lonely here tonight. We're not used to the sparse crowd. We're going to take things a little out of order. Sorry, Eric. We're going to go to item two first. Andrew M. Stevens and Heather M. Stevens, permanent above-ground swimming pool installation. Mr. Martinez, you have a public hearing notice.
I'll read it.
You guys got, anyway, you do this to keep me on my toes, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Mr. Eddy, you have a public hearing notice.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, October 22, 2020 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter, as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Andrew M. Stevens and Heather M. Stevens for an area exception for the property located at 7752 West Briarwood Drive, tax key number 885-0052-000, Block 4, Lot 16 in Stonewood Edition Number 1. The subject property is zoned R5 Suburban Single Family Residence District. The application requests an area exception from Table 15-3.0206 of the Unified Development Ordinance to allow for a maximum lot coverage of 21.7%, 2,935 square feet, exceeding the R5 Suburban Single Family Residence District maximum lot coverage standard of 20% or 2,700 square feet for the installation of a permanent above-ground swimming pool on the rear yard of the property, 10 feet from the backyard lot line, and in excess of 10 feet from either side yard lot line. Pool is approximately 346 square feet with a diameter of 21 feet. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of Section 15-10.0209 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and provide input.
Here's where we have a properly noticed public hearing. Are you going to do this part of it?
Yes.
Mr. Martinez, give us the highlights.
So this is an area exception request to allow for additional lot coverage to install an above-ground swimming pool. So currently with the home and the new garage and the existing shed, these properties at the maximum 20% of lot coverage. So they would like to install the above-ground swimming pool at this location, a permanent above-ground swimming pool that will be over the maximum allowed lot coverage. So that will increase to 22.8%, and according to the ordinance, the maximum that the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals may allow with an area exception is 24%. So this will be within the permissible request for an area exception. The location of the swimming pool complied with the setback requirements, but I would like to note that in the September BCBA meeting, the board reviewed two minor variances for higher fences to block the view to adjacent above-ground swimming pools. It's not in this subdivision, it's in other part of the city, but that is a case that happens frequently. So we have two minor variances last month for higher fences. So,
but there is no fence on this property.
No, I'm talking about other cases in other subdivisions. that request for high fences to block the view to above-ground swimming pool. This is not the case, but it's just worth noting.
Okay. So this is the prior pool.
Right. That's the pad for the temporary pool, above-ground swimming pool. Yeah.
And just to orient everybody, this is east, north, southwest, of course, because the other drawings are oriented differently.
Yeah, the north is to the left. Yeah.
Okay. With that, I will open the public hearing on this project. Anyone from the public wishing to speak? Anyone from the public wishing to speak on this matter? Seeing no one from the public rise, I will close the public hearing. Questions from the commission for staff or the applicant is here as well. Alderman Dandrea. Who is the alderman?
I'm with the assumption that this is a chlorinated pool. And are you going to have permanent heating on this pool? Why don't you come up?
One of the Stevenses.
Oh, yeah.
Or both, actually. Give us your name and address, even though we've got it on.
It's Andrew Stevens, 7752 West Briarwood Drive.
Good evening and welcome.
Thank you. Yes, it will be heated. Electric, grounding rods, the whole works. Everything around it is up to code. Yep. The plan. The spot that you saw in the picture of the sand, a circle that we have normally put up a temporary 15-foot intact pool that we take down. It's a 48-inch tall one. We've been doing that 2-3 years, and just putting it up, taking it down every year. Kids love it. We have a great time. You know, take the ladder out every night, stuff like that. Just, it's tough to keep it warm with the solar cover, and just like to make it a little more enjoyable. Our winters are too long, and our summers aren't long enough, so it'd be nice to have it heated. So that's what we're looking to do. When we did do the addition, never really thought about the 20% that a pool would come into consideration with that. So that's kind of where we're at now. But otherwise, the addition went great. Everything with you guys went really good. The neighbors are real happy with it. So we're just looking to keep moving forward with the family. So
the discharge, when you winterize your pool, you've got an agreement with your neighbors that there won't be any. It shouldn't be that much flooding anyways, and it's only temporary, and it pretty much seeps into the ground. Or do you have plans to just direct it to the road and into the sewer system?
The back of my yard is, we both come together, and there's a sewer right in the corner of my yard.
Oh, okay, you have a tank or system there, okay.
There was a problem with your neighbor to the east, just so you know. So don't make it go to the east.
Okay.
And it appears
from your former alderman, don't make it go to the east.
Okay. It appears that you've got some. One of your neighbors is perfectly fine with it.
Yeah, and Pete's going to come over and
the
be
Borelli's.
The. He's going to be the your crazy cousin Eddie from.
Okay.
From European vacation.
Otherwise, I don't have any other questions. I don't know if there's any other questions.
Commissioner Leon.
So I got to start with the city attorney. So there was an item before the BZBA last night, and I got an answer from the city attorney that was as lawyery a lawyer statement as I could imagine. But I had some questions for a different type of request, but I had some questions for an applicant last night. Am I allowed to consider any of the things that was on a completely separate type of variance request?
I guess that the question arose from you.
And yes.
Essentially, the question was, is the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals in effect bound by precedent set by decision on prior applications of the same type? And the answer was no.
Okay. All right.
And the answer also was, and I know staff did mention other applications in this category, but the thought from Legal Services Department was each application and each property is unique, and this is not a quasi-judicial hearing in front of the Plan Commission, but it is in front of the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals. So the recommendation was, don't worry about other applications. You know, and it's a normal experience for board members to think, did we do this before, et cetera, et cetera. But in terms of precedent, there is no precedent. The facts are the facts for this particular application, and that's what you're looking at.
All right, thank you. All right, so I do want to remain consistent, though, on the questions that I had. I'll ask you, and I see a statement here about that the exception will not be detrimental specifically to public safety. If we can pull the photo back up, I see that there are no fences. So to have a pool in a backyard with no fences, I would normally look to see something like gating. In fact, my next door neighbor has an above ground pool, permanent, has gating and everything to make it more difficult for young children for the most part to get to. I heard you mention that you take your ladder out every night and 48 inch high. So I get why that would address part of that. You had a temporary pool. Sounds like this is very similar in size. How many years did you have a temporary pool, and did you ever have any issues with neighbor kids coming by on their own or with your own kids? I have kids myself. I know how it works, where there was a concern about a kid who can't swim well enough getting into your pool.
Right. It's been 3-4 years now. I've never had an issue. The ladder we put in the locked shed every night. Most people never even know it's there because you can't see it. You really can't see it from any side of the house except for the side view from the two neighbors in the backyards with the evergreens on the back. You can't see it from the street, and then you can't see it from the front of the house either direction. It's pretty well hidden. Nobody really ever even, most neighbors, they don't even remember that we had it, you know, until we tell them. They're like, oh, okay, now we saw why you're, when they brought it up to us was from when they got the letter.
And I guess I misspoke a bit. If I'm oriented right, east is to the top. It looks like the neighbor has a fence, correct? So I don't know if they have kids or not, but is that a fence that I see on their property line?
That's correct. Okay. That is a fence. Their pool is recessed into the ground. Lowest point, maybe 24 off the ground, something like that.
Got it. So basically not visible from anywhere around the house, and there is at least one fence in line to deter any kids from
correct.
Getting in there and being a risk to public safety. Okay, thank you.
Commissioner Hogan.
I just had a question. Were you thinking in the future to put a deck in with this pool, the new one?
We were thinking about it. We do know the rules with having to have a gate on the deck. Is that something that would play a part with this pool?
That's just a question that okay. I am proposing.
Yeah, we were considering it.
Okay.
I thought we'd start with this part first.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Alderman Dendre?
Are there any other questions to the commission? Then I'll just make a general comment. Being one that does own an in-ground pool, and I do have a fence around it, that fence does not keep teenagers out of it. Just so you remember that. And it's much bigger than the one they has, and it's much deeper. This is not going to be deeper than 4 feet, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. That's all of it. Otherwise, I'll make
one
a motion.
Second.
Question for staff. Discussion about a deck. I'm assuming the deck would be on the outside of the pool and in effect widen the area of the property being used. Would that not require a further area exception?
Yeah, they will require a further area exception.
I just wanted that stated for the record.
You don't want a deck.
I'm sorry?
You don't want a deck. Okay. Alderman Dendre.
And they have it close to their patio anyways, so. So I'm going to make the motion to recommend approval of an application for an area exception to allow for a maximum lot coverage of 21.7%, 2,935 square feet. Application requests an area exception from table 15-3.0206 of the Unified Development Ordinance, exceeding the R5 suburban single family resident district maximum lot coverage standard of 20% or 2,700 square feet. for the installation of a permanent above-ground swimming pool on the rear yard of the property, 10 feet from the backyard lot line and in excess of 10 feet from either side yard lot line. Pool is approximately 346 square feet with a diameter of 21 feet. For property located at 7752 West Briarwood Drive, Lot 16 and Stonewood Edition Number 1 Subdivision.
Second.
Commissioner Leo.
I would ask a comment. To clarify, I'm not talking about teenagers. I'm talking about younger children like I have who might tell you that they can swim, but can't, right? And that's my concern is young children who would not. But it sounds like you've got a pretty good plan in place.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Go forth and swim. It's going to get chilly. Thanks. Take care. Move back to item C1, HSA Commercial Real Estate Industrial Building Development in the proposed business parking plan development number 39. We have opened this public hearing, so we will just ask for, we have opened the public hearing. So any comments on the public, from the public on this matter? The public hearing is open. Any comments from the public on this public hearing? With that, I will close the public hearing on this matter. The applicant is here. So questions on this matter for the applicant? Come on up there. You can have a seat at the table.
I'll cover it up even better. Great, thank you.
For the record, no one appeared for the public hearing on this matter. So, guys, give us your names and addresses and affiliations, please, for the record, and welcome.
I'm Eric Ogden with HSA Commercial Real Estate. Our address is 100 South Wacker in Chicago, Illinois, and I'm here with our architect, Warner Brisky.
Warner Brisky, Partners in Design Architects, 2610 Lake Brook Road, Riverwoods, Illinois.
Thanks. Do I have to push this? Thank you. Do I have to push this to make it work?
Okay. We've got a whole bunch of exceptions, but tell us about the building first and let's go from there.
Sure. The project is for a two building campus, 150,000 square foot each, spec industrial warehouse distribution, corporate office space within the newly developed or developing, I guess, still park. I guess what the Franklin Corporate Park. As you can see, it's two identical buildings at 150,000 square feet apiece. The parking is oriented to the north, but the docks are all oriented to the south, so all the truck traffic would be south of the building, separated from the car traffic. We are setting these up for single tenant or multi-tenant use leasing, depending on the tenants that become available. There is a possibility of a single tenant for the entire lot. In other words, there is a potential user out there looking for approximately 300,000 square feet. And so there's a possibility we would be pursuing this as a single building as opposed to two separate buildings built in two phases. The current intent is to build it in two phases, build the east building first.